Welcome to Coaching Uncut, a special series on the Unstoppable Woman podcast, where I take you behind the scenes and give you a peek into the private coaching I do with my clients. Now, all of these coaching calls have been recorded with permission from my clients, and they have generously allowed me to share this with you as a means of furthering the good in this world and allowing you to have access to master level coaching and to learn the lessons that they're learning right along with them. So please listen in and learn.
Okay, how are you? Yeah, talk to me.
I'm doing well. We are rec free, so
be okay.
Say what's on your mind. I'm really excited right now because I came into this I always prepare for these calls a little bit and I came in and I was like, oh man, I'm like low energy. I'm sort of cloudy right now. I can't really I just can't. And do you know, Amira, I coached myself out of that and into clarity and set some goals. And it just made me feel so excited that I was able to do that for myself. So.
Yay! I love it. It's like in
I'm
the
so
moment.
Turning around.
That's fantastic.
Yay.
Oh, awesome. So,
there's hope. There's hope.
Well, there's more than hope. Like, I mean, you're actually living it, right? It's not just intellectual. You're not just talking about it. You're actually shifting and being a different person. Like, you're actually showing up differently for yourself, which is huge, okay?
Yeah.
Because so often, we have an intellectual understanding.
Yep.
But we're blocked in terms of, like, putting that into practice. And you're actually putting it into practice. So that just now cycled. It's not going to be perfect every day. Let's just be cognizant of that. That said, it does spiral up very quickly from here. So.
Awesome. Yay, I got tools, right?
Yay, exactly. I love it, I love it. Okay, so where are we at with all things? Like, give me the,
Well, let's see. I'm constantly just kind of going back through my notes. I want to make sure that we have a bigger goal in mind, which is, of course, is the horse farm. And it doesn't really shift, but just kind of comes more into focus over time. So that's always good. And enough people know about it now so that people are like reflecting it back at me. So I'm not hiding about it. And it's really amazing to have that. I never knew that once you sort of said it out loud that it would be okay and that you would get so much support for a big dream that you've got.
Okay, so let's pause right there. Because I want to say that has been your experience on this, and that is fucking fantastic. Okay, that is not always the experience. So I don't want you to take that and communicate that to everyone you know because it's not always true. Okay, oftentimes I'm like, keep that to yourself. That is your private dream. Be very discerning about who you share that with. Because there are some people who will say that they want it for you and will fucking sabotage you, okay?
Mm.
There are people unconsciously or consciously, okay? Like, that doesn't always happen consciously. And so, you know, some of the people, you just have to be careful who you share it with, okay? Not to freak you out about who you shared it with, because I think you've probably made good decisions on that part, but in terms of, we started off this call, you're like, now you have tools. And there is, so just from a teaching education tool perspective, sharing with other people, public accountability is a huge tool, okay? Because it's like, oh, people know I'm doing this. I better get my ass in gear and go do it, right? Okay? It's a huge, it's a big way we build accountability. That said, depending on your goal and how tender it is to your heart, you need to be very cognizant about who you share that with and make sure that they have your back and aren't going to go into scarcity or freak out or whatever, okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
or if they do, that you're like, you know how to block your mind and be like, that's them, not me. I'm still good. Mm-hmm. Okay, please go on.
Yeah, no, that's such a great point. Yeah, I have been really careful about who I share it with, but you're totally right. It's not the sort of, like, I don't sort of shout it far and wide, but for me, like, even having just a handful of people carefully selected is like pretty damn huge for me, because this is something that's been that I've been hiding for so long. And just to kind of have that experience of just bringing anything out and have it be not to be, to have my subconscious sort of disproved about it. So it at least, even if these are people who don't even really know me, or maybe better yet, people who don't really know me, right? And they're like, you know, rah, rah, this is fantastic. This is great. Go for it. I can totally see you doing that. It's that plants something else besides what it replaces the scarcity that I've been living with something that's more positive that I can focus on. So even if I had like one or two or three people who are like, oh, damn, girl, I can totally see you running a farm. Like, my subconscious is like, what? Like, is that possible? Could that be? And then I just feel that just sort of like flowering a little bit, like growing more. Because one of my tools that I'm using is just like, just cutting off the voices that are not supportive, cutting off the complaining, cutting off the scarcity. I'm trying right now to bring it into focus, like bring the negativity into focus, like shining a light on it and just banishing it. Like, I don't know what you replace it with, but right now we're not thinking those things. So if you think that I'm not going to run a horse farm, then you must not know much about horse farms.
I love it. I love
like
it.
That. Kind of like okay. That.
I have a couple of, please go on.
No, go ahead.
I have a couple of things for you there. One, you're replacing it with your vision, okay? That's an instant, easy one, okay? Like, actually I am. Look at this. This is where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
This is what's happening. In fact, this is what's already happened.
Uh-huh.
I just haven't seen it yet in the 3D. Okay.
Right.
But it's like done. It's complete. So that was point one. Point two, going back a little ways to something you said, you were talking about how even having a handful of people saying, yes, we can do it, is like your subconscious is like, oh, look at that. Okay. So I love that. And that's just the beginning. That is a huge beginning. I want you to celebrate and relish that beginning. But I also want to plant a seed for where you're going, for the future, which is that in the future, you will have so much confidence in this creative process, in how it works, that you won't need outside people to affirm it before you believe it for yourself.
That
and
is a goal worth fighting for.
Totally, right? And in fact, you'll get to the place where even if there are naysayers, even if people are like, that's not going to happen. Why are you doing it like that? Blah, 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 blah. You know, gallery.
Yeah.
You'll be like, you won't get hooked. You won't fight back. Like, you won't be in that battle. You just won't get hooked. But you'll stay your course and you'll believe what you believe because you know how manifestation works. You know how the creative process works. And they don't. And that's okay. No judgment. Okay?
That's true.
Right? It's just ignorance. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have time for it. But you don't have time for it. That doesn't mean you stick around and, like, put yourself in that environment. And that's why I say initially to people, believe in my belief in you, right? Because I can see it happening. I know how it works. I understand. Okay? I can hold that for you and tell you unequivocally, absolutely, this is done. Okay? Like, it's dropped in. I know this. Believe in my belief in you, right? That's the same thing that you're doing right now, and that's perfectly fine, right? You're saying,
mm-hmm.
wow, these three people, they really see it for me. But eventually, sooner than later, you're going to get to the place where you're like, oh, yeah, they said this. I don't have time for that, blah, blah, blah. This is what I'm doing, right? Okay?
Right.
Okay.
I love that. That smells like freedom to me, if I can say that out loud. That seems like creative freedom to me. That seems like freedom for your life. If you hold the vision and just hold that as your container and just act in it, then isn't that what life is all about, kind of? Do I have it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, start practicing this now. Like the way, right? The way you, this is absolute. This is absolute freedom. Okay, this is why I teach what I teach. Yes, the financial stuff is the channel that you're learning this through, right?
Okay.
I want the horse farm. The horse farm is going to cost X. How do I create X, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to be in this role in my business, and I want my business to be producing X. How do I produce X, right? Like, we need the finances. We live in this society, and if you want to do the things you want to do, you need the finances.
That's right.
But ultimately, it's about learning freedom, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. That's great.
Yeah. So
there's a lot between point A and point B, because there's so much, I feel like there's so much sort of learning to do. There's so much experiencing to do because of that confidence issue. Because like what we were talking about yesterday about the self-image versus where you want to be, you know, I just feel like there's like, we always just have to be on our guard. I just like have to be on my guard for that kind of like dragging down, you know, thinking. Because we're not taught this way at all. We're taught the opposite of this.
Correct.
Like during our life, like in school and church and wherever in your life as a woman, by the way, and all these things. I can't wait to just bust through all that bullshit and just be who I'm supposed to be.
I can't wait. I love it. Well, I mean, by your own self-assessment, you've done a lot already. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You're well on your way and you're moving. And this I can say to you because you don't have any reference point for this. You're moving faster than 99.99999% of people out there. Okay. Now part of that is the immersion program, right? And the work that we're doing. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not the entire credit, okay? It's also how your approach to it. Like you're very much you're taking 100% personal responsibility. You want it badly enough. It's like, tell me what to do. I'm going to do that, right? Like you're working the process, and you're curious about it.
Yes, I love
okay?
it.
Okay, right?
I love the process. It is fascinating. It's very cool.
Yeah. So I just want to give you that outside feedback again.
You won't
need it, but
someday I won't need it.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank you.
Yes.
It's very helpful. Right now, it's very helpful. Thank you, Mira. I know you gotta really throw yourself into it, and it can be scary as shit sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. And having you along with me is really important to me right now. And I really look forward. I'm so proud of the work that you and I have done together. Like, if I can say that on me, I mean, it's just weird. I just feel like I'm appearing in the world. I don't feel like I'm, it's like poo sticks. You know, when you throw the stick in the river and it just kind of goes along. And I just feel like I've been doing that for so long. And this is the first time, this year, I guess I would say, is the first time I've ever really thought like, you know, wow, I actually exist in here. I'm like, I'm a creative force. Like here I am. I'm going to create some things and I'm actually going to be here. I'm not just going to, you know, tootle along with the program, whatever the program was before. You know, this was not a creative thing at all. So, it's a different world. It is absolutely a different world. And I feel like I'm just getting like a little peek of it now. And this is like, it's like, it's like going into a fun house. It's like, okay, there's the fun house. Okay, now I'm going to buy my ticket. Okay, here we go. Okay, we're going into the front door. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I feel like I'm in room one of the fun house.
I love it. Well, it keeps getting better and better, let me just tell you. And that's a choice in and of itself. Like, I'm constantly talking about choice, right? Your greatest power. There will be things that come your way that won't feel good, right?
They'll be this is true.
Through the lens of where you're at that point, you'll think of it as a negative experience, okay?
Yeah,
and
right.
You, at that point, you have to choose, okay, I can, and I just did a podcast recording on this yesterday, or the day before.
Okay.
All the days are merging, but we didn't like, it's a choice. You can make this as good as you want or as bad as you want, okay? And sometimes that's said, you can make this as good as you want or as bad as you don't want, right?
Right.
Okay? So right now you're in a flying high place, which is great. Love that. And just remember, it's going to keep getting better and better, right? Like I just said, you were talking about, like, entering the fun house and, like, what else is next? Oh, my God, right? Like, this is fun.
Yeah.
And it can just get better and better and better and be super fun. But that's a matter of choice in the moment when your old perceptions tell you something is negative. Okay.
And also these things can mean what you make them mean as well.
So, exactly. Same thing. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I love the funhouse. I'll let you go, but I love the funhouse analogy because funhouses are really, they can be really freaky and scary, and it really all depends on how you are looking at the thing, whether you allow it to get to you in that way and freak you out and make you run away, or whether you say, oh, wow, that's a spinning thing that's like, wow, it's on a stick and it scared me for a minute there, but it's okay kind of thing.
Right. You're using your intellect to address the situation. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Okay, my dear. Have
All right.
a great weekend. And
thank you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Coaching Uncut. If you are loving what you are learning in these episodes, please do two things. Please share the love with another woman who you think could really benefit from this master level coaching. And second, if you're so inclined and you want to take your life and your business to the next level and it's time to scale, please reach out to us and schedule a consult at theunstoppablewoman.com/next level. So that's theunstoppablewoman.com/next level. See you in the next episode. Rock it out. Be unstoppable.